You're listening to SBS News.
Western Australia is strengthening its response to the coronavirus pandemic, giving police sweeping new powers to enforce self-isolation orders. As part of a $91 million package, the state government has purchased 200 electronic tracking bracelets to monitor those in mandatory quarantine. Recent amendments to the state's Emergency Management Act effectively removed a person's right to silence when providing information, giving authorities power to issue directions to entire classes or groups of people and to attach electronic tracking devices to anyone breaking quarantine. Tampering with the GPS-enabled tracking devices could be punishable by 12 months in jail or a $12,000 fine. Premier Mark McGowan insists the measures are a crucial step in protecting the state. Mr. McGowan says he hopes many of the devices will not have to be used, but that Western Australia is in a state of emergency and the measures are needed to keep the state safe. An extra 285 police officers will also be recruited, while 100 number plate recognition cameras will be deployed at checkpoints to safeguard the state's closed borders. It comes as numerous people are caught breaching self-isolation orders, with police issuing on-the-spot fines and charging several offenders, some of whom have repeatedly ignored the rules. But lawyers and civil liberties groups have voiced their concerns about the long-term impacts of these drastic powers granted to law enforcement. Rajan Venkataraman, Vice President of Civil Liberties Australia, says the measures could remain in effect long after the coronavirus outbreak is over.
There's a saying in security agencies around the country, which is, don't let a good crisis go to waste. This means that security agencies are often looking for ways to gain new powers, to get more funding, to get new equipment, and what that means is that in the name of this crisis, we're already seeing that a lot of security agencies are seeking new powers.
Human rights law experts are calling for the measures to be accompanied by sunset clauses, which would place an expiry date on the powers given to police. 200 human rights organisations, led by the Australian Human Rights Council, are urging the Australian government to strengthen its commitment to human rights. The Law Council also called for emergency powers to include a sunset clause. Pauline Wright, President of the Law Council of Australia, says Australians' civil liberties are under threat.
Look, civil liberties are at risk if safeguards aren't put into place. I think everybody at the moment accepts that there needs to be emergency laws in place, but they're going to accept that only if those laws are proportionate to the risk and temporary.
Ultimately, draconian and unprecedented action may be what's needed to curb the spread of the virus. Mr. Venkataraman acknowledges the predicament faced by the government.
So these things are obviously severe restrictions on our civil liberties, but we do understand that these are unprecedented times, and in these unprecedented times, extraordinary measures are called for. We do understand that. We do accept that.
South Australia is also considering implementing similar laws, including the use of tracking devices. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.